This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, and to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Good Things to Eat, as Suggested by Rufus. Section 10, Miscellaneous. Beauregard Eggs. 2 level tablespoons butter, 2 level tablespoons flour, 1/2 level teaspoon salt, 1 cup milk, 4 hard-boiled eggs. Make a white sauce of the butter, flour, salt, and milk, and add the whites of the eggs chopped fine. Cut buttered toast in pointed pieces and arrange on a hot plate to form daisy petals. Cover with the sauce and put the egg yolks through a ricer into the center. Egg and potato scallop. Fill a buttered baking dish with alternate layers of cold boiled potatoes sliced thin, hard-boiled eggs also sliced, and a rich white sauce poured over each layer. Cover the top with buttered crumbs and set in the oven until the crumbs are browned. Eggs scrambled in milk. 1/2 pint of milk, 5 eggs. Heat the milk in a saucepan, and when it is just at the boiling point, stir in the eggs, which should have been beaten enough to mix them thoroughly. Stir steadily until they thicken. Add 1/2 teaspoonful of salt and serve at once. Egg with white sauce for luncheon. Cut stale bread into 1/4 slices and shape into rounds, then sauté in olive oil. Arrange on a hot platter and on each place a French poached egg. Cover with Marnaise sauce. Sprinkle with buttered breadcrumbs and put in oven just long enough to brown crumbs. For the Marnaise sauce, cook 1 1/2 cups of chicken stock with 1 slice of onion, 1 slice carrot, bit of bay leaf, a sprig of parsley, and 6 peppercorns until reduced to 1 cup, then strain. Melt 1/4 cup of butter, add 1/4 cup flour, and stir until well blended. Then pour on gradually while constantly heating the chicken stock and 3/4 cup scalded milk. Bring to the boiling point and add 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon paprika, 2 tablespoons of Parmesan cheese, and 1/2 cup goose or duck liver cut in 1/3 inch cubes. Light omelet. Separate your eggs and beat the yolks until thick and light colored, adding 1 tablespoonful cold water for each yolk and a seasoning of salt and pepper. Beat the whites until they are dry and will not slip from the dish. Then turn into them the beaten yolks, folding carefully until thoroughly blended. Have the pan hot and butter melted. Turn in the mixture, smothering it over the top. Cover and place on asbestos mat on top of stove until well risen. Then uncover and set in the oven to dry. Try it with a heated silver knife thrust in the middle. When done, cut across the middle, fold and turn out. Dust with sugar, glaze, and serve quickly. Omelet for 1. Beat the yolks of 2 eggs until creamy. Add 4 tablespoons of milk and saltspoon of salt. Add the whites, beaten stiff, and put into a hot pan in which a rounding teaspoon of butter is melted. The mixture should begin to bubble almost at once. Cook 3 or 4 minutes, slipping a knife under now and then to keep the underside from burning. When the top begins to set, fold it over and turn on a hot platter. Scrambled eggs with mushrooms. pare, wash, and slice 1/2 pound of fresh mushrooms. Put them in a sautoir. Cover, shake the sautoir once in a while, and cook 10 minutes. Break and beat 5 or 6 eggs in a saucepan, adding seasoning of salt, pepper, nutmeg, and 1/2 ounces of butter, cut into bits. Add the mushrooms, set over the fire, stir constantly with a wooden paddle, and when eggs are thick and creamy, turn into a heated dish. Garnish with toasted bread points, and serve at once. Scrambled eggs with peppers. Scrambled eggs on toast with chopped sweet green peppers make an excellent breakfast dish. Toast 4 slices of bread, butter, and put where the platter on which they are arranged will keep hot. Put a tablespoonful of butter in a hot frying pan. As soon as it bubbles, turn in 1/2 dozen eggs which have been broken in a bowl, and mix with 1/2 dozen tablespoonfuls of water. As the whites begin to set, whip together quickly with a silver knife. Sprinkle over the top 2 finely cut peppers from which the seeds have been removed. Stir through the eggs, let the whole cook 1/2 minute, then pour over the slices of toast, garnish with sprigs of parsley, and serve at once. Scotch eggs. Shell 6 hard-boiled eggs and cover with a paste made of 1/3 stale breadcrumbs cooked soft in 1/3 cup milk. Then mix with 1 cup lean boiled ham minced very fine and seasoned with cayenne pepper, 1/2 teaspoon mixed mustard, and 1 raw egg beaten. Roll slightly in fine breadcrumbs and fry in hot deep fat a delicate brown. Bananas with oatmeal. Add a teaspoonful of salt to 1 quart of rapidly boiling water and sprinkle in 2 cups of rolled oatmeal. Set the saucepan in another dish of boiling water, a double boiler. Cover and cook at least 1 hour. Longer cooking is preferable. Have ready 1/2 banana for each person to be served. The banana should be peeled and cut in thin slices. Put a spoonful of the hot oatmeal over the bananas in the serving dishes. Pass, at the same time, sugar and milk or cream. Other cereals may be served with bananas in the same way. Spawn and milk. Have the water boiling fast, salt to taste, then, holding a handful of meal high in the left hand, let it sift slowly between the fingers into the bubbling water, stirring all the time with the right hand. Stir until a thin, smooth consistency obtains. Then push back on the fire where it will cook slowly for several hours, stirring occasionally with a pudding stick or wooden spoon. It will thicken as it cooks. Serve in bowls with plenty of good, rich milk. Boiled samp. Soak 2 cupfuls overnight in cold water. In the morning, wash thoroughly. Cover with boiling water and simmer gently all day. Do not stir, as that tends to make it mushy, but shake the pot frequently. As the water boils away, add more, but not enough to make much liquid. About 1/2 hour before serving, add 1 cupful rich milk, tablespoon butter, and salt to season. Let this boil up once and serve hot. Molded cereal with banana surprise. Turn any leftover breakfast cereal, while still hot, into cups rinsed in cold water, half filling the cups. When cold, scoop out the centers and fill the open spaces with sliced bananas. Turn from the cups onto a buttered agate pan, fruit downward, and set into a hot oven to become very hot. Remove with a broad-bladed knife to cereal dishes. Serve at once with sugar and cream or milk. thickened butter. Place in a saucepan the yolks of a couple of eggs. Break them gently with a spoon, adding 4 ounces of butter, melted but not browned. Set the pan over a slow fire, stirring until of the required consistency. Shrimp butter. Pick and shell 1 pound of shrimps. Place them in a mortar and pound. Add 1/2 pound of butter when well mixed. Pass the whole through a fine sieve. The butter is then ready for use. Sardine butter. Remove the skins and bones from 7 or 8 sardines. Put them in a mortar and pound until smooth. Boil 2 large handfuls of parsley until tender. Squeeze it as dry as possible. Remove all stalks and stems and chop it. Put the parsley in the mortar with the fish and 4 ounces of butter, then pound again. When well incorporated, mold the butter into shapes. Keep on ice until ready for serving. Excellent for hot toast. Maître d'hôtel butter. 1/4 pound butter, 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley, salt and pepper, and juice of 2 lemons. Mix thoroughly and keep in a cool place. Cauliflower in mayonnaise. Select some large, cold boiled cauliflowers and break into small branches, adding a little salt, pepper, and vinegar to properly season. Heap them on a dish to form a point. Surround with a garnish of cooked carrots, turnips, and green vegetables. Pour some white mayonnaise sauce over all and serve. Sardine cocktail. Drain and skin 1/2 box boneless sardines and separate into small pieces. Add 1/2 cup tomato ketchup, mixed with 2 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce, 1/2 teaspoon Tabasco sauce, the juice of 1 lemon, and salt to taste. Chill thoroughly and serve in scallop shells, placing each shell on a plate of crushed ice. Sauce for various shellfish in the shape of cocktail. For the truffle sauce, melt 3 tablespoons of butter, add 3 tablespoons of flour, and stir until well blended. Then pour on gradually while heating constantly 1 cup milk, 1/2 cup heavy cream. Bring to the boiling point and add 2 chopped truffles, 2 tablespoons Madeira wine, salt, and pepper to taste. Baked milk. Put fresh milk into a stone jar. Cover with white paper and bake in a moderate oven until the milk is thick as cream. This may be taken by the most delicate stomach. Mint vinegar. Fill in a wide-mouthed bottle or a quart fruit jar with fresh mint leaves, well washed and bruised a little. Let the leaves fall in without pressing. Fill the jar with cider vinegar, put on the rubber, and turn the cover tightly. Let stand 3 weeks. Uncover and drain off the vinegar into bottles and keep well corked. Blackberry vinegar. Mash the berries to a pulp in an earthenware or wooden vessel. Add good cider vinegar to cover and stand in sun during the day and in the cellar at night, stirring occasionally. Next morning, strain and add the same amount of fresh berries. Crush and pour the whole, the strained juice, and set in the sun again all day and in the cellar at night. The 3rd day, strain to each quart of the juice 1 pint water and 5 pounds sugar. Heat slowly, and when at boiling point, skim and after it boils, strain and bottle. Homemade vinegar. For pineapple vinegar, cover the parings and some of the fruit, if you wish, with water. A stone crock or glass jar is the best receptacle for this purpose. Add sugar or syrup according to the condition of the fruit, and set in the sun where it can ferment thoroughly. Skim frequently to remove all impurities, and when as acid as desired, strain and bottle. Gooseberry vinegar is made by crushing gooseberries, not quite ripe, covering with cold water, 3 quarts of water to 2 of fruit, and allowing it to stand for 2 days. Press and strain. Allow a pint of sugar and half a yeast cake to each gallon of the liquid. Set in the sun, and when the fluid has worked clear, strain and leave in a warm place until as sharp as desired. A cloth should be tied over the top of the jar to keep out insects and dust. Samp and beans. Soak a quart of the samp and a scant pint pea beans overnight in cold water, each in a separate vessel. In the morning, put the samp over to cook in a large pot, covering with fresh boiling water. Simmer gently about 2 hours, protecting from scorch by an asbestos mat and a frequent shaking of the pot. As the samp commences to swell and the water dries out, add more. After 2 hours, add the beans that have been soaking, together with a pound of streaked salt pork. Season with salt and pepper and continue the cooking all day, shaking frequently. Just before serving, add butter and more salt if it needs it. Dressing for an Italian ravioli. 9 eggs beaten very light. 1 quart of spinach boiled and drained until dry. Chop very fine. Add salt and pepper to taste. 1 cup grated American cream cheese. Little nutmeg. 1/2 pint breadcrumbs soaked in milk. 2 tablespoonfuls olive oil. 3 tablespoonfuls of cream. Cracker meal enough to thicken. Noodle dough for Italian ravioli. Make noodle crust as you would for noodles. Roll very fine and cover half the crust with ravioli dressing 1/2 inch thick. Turn over the other half to cover. Mark in squares as shown in figure. Cut with a pie cutter after marking. Drop 1 by 1 in salted boiling water. Cook about 20 minutes. Drain and arrange on platter and sprinkle each layer with grated cheese and mushroom sauce. Bologna sausage. Chop fine 1 pound each of beef, pork, veal, and fat bacon. Mix with 3/4 of a pound of fine chopped beef suet and season with sage, sweet herbs, salt, and pepper. Press into large skins thoroughly cleaned and soak in cold salt water for several hours before being used. Fasten tightly on both ends and prick in several places. Place in a deep saucepan, cover with boiling water, simmer gently for 1 hour, lay on straw to dry, and hang. Lemon jelly. Grate 2 lemons and the juice of 1. The yolks of 3 eggs, 2 cups of sugar, butter the size of 1 egg. Boil until thick. Margarettes. 1/2 pound of peanuts, 1 pound of dates chopped fine, 1 cup of milk in the dates, and boil. Add peanuts. Make a boiled icing. Take the long branch crackers. Spread the filling between crackers, put on the icing, and put in the oven to brown. End of section 10.